welcome to episode 15 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Andy, Robin, and Amy. Recently, Amy was able to tour several resorts in Freeport, the Bahamas, so this week we're going to ask her to tell us all about what she saw, learned, and recommends on this often overlooked island.
The Bahamas, I'm not too terribly far from the United States, but Amy, what's the best way to get there, and how did you get there? How did you approach Freeport?
So as far as distance from the U.S., because I feel like I'm still there, Freeport is 52 miles due east of West Palm Beach, Florida, so it's very, very close. So I got there by flying, and out of North Carolina, my flight was an hour and a half straight, easy.
You take a regular scheduled flight, or...?
I took a charter flight. So there's at least one of our suppliers that offers a charter flight, which is just a nonstop flight out of several cities in the southeast, out of North Carolina. It was an hour and a half flight. You can also fly into Fort Lauderdale pretty easily from anywhere. I would have to guess it would be under an hour flight from there. I know you can take – there's a speedboat called the Bellaria that sails out of southern Florida also. And those are really cheap. It takes about what did they tell me? I think just under 2 hours, an hour 45 to 2 hours to get to Freeport. And I want to say it's under $100. Yeah, and it leaves in the morning and it comes back at night. So you could just go for a day trip if you had people traveling to Florida, or if you're in Florida and you want to just check it out for the day, you can do that.
That just blows my mind. You know, growing up in England, the Bahamas, it's part of the Commonwealth. I mean, it just seems that it was half a world away, yet it's only 52 miles from the east coast of Florida. And it seems so approachable and so accessible. And
so being accessible, there's a lot of boaters, that people that just have their own boats that sail over. And because it's so close, on the west end of the island, there's a marina, and there's a great resort right there, too. So a lot of boaters will just boat on over, stay there. They'll stay in their boats, and then they can still – they'll pay the docking fee, and they'll still eat at the restaurant at the resort and whatever. But, yeah, it's really cool. There are a lot of cool yachts there when I was there.
So as close as it is, you still need a passport, right? You're going to the Bahamas.
You do need a passport, yes. Currency, they'll take American money anywhere there. That's no problem. And right now, it's still similar to the U.S. dollar anyways, so it's not beneficial to change it over for any reason.
How does it compare to Nassau in the Bahamas?
I would say I got a much better look at Freeport, the island, than I did at Nassau. I've been to Nassau, and I felt like Nassau felt bigger. The airport felt bigger. I think there was just more of your chain things in Nassau, a lot more resorts in Nassau. Freeport it just felt small. It felt more like an island to me, like a Caribbean island to me, really authentic.
So it's much more, you know, calmer, more peaceful, more relaxing.
It was very relaxing. And I will say, on that relaxing note, the people of Freeport, and I think all over the Bahamas are known for this, but they are very laid-back, chill people and happy. Everybody was happy everywhere we went. Nothing can be done there fast, so don't expect it fast. And they even joke themselves about that. So if you need a fork, you might just want to go find it, because you might not get it really quickly. But, yeah, everybody was so friendly and so accommodating. And over, we heard from so many people, we want you to come to our island. We want to show you how great our island are. We want to make you happy. And this island withstood barely a terrible hurricane years ago, and a lot of the really nice resorts were wiped out. So they're slowly rebuilding this island, and they want you to come see it. They're excited to have people back.
So it's everything.
So a question. What sort of resorts are they? Are they all inclusive? Are they European plan? I know you toured several different resorts. Tell us a little bit about.
There's one all-inclusive resort there. It is called Memories, and it's on the Lucayan Beach. It's the only all-inclusive on the island, and I would say this is probably your most family-friendly resort there because it's all-inclusive. You get a lot of children there. They do have, like, their child care center there also. The rest are kind of boutique-y Caribbean feel to me, European plan. Some might include a breakfast. Yeah, there's several, though. I can kind of go into detail more of those, but the Memories Resort is the only all-inclusive one.
Are there super high-end resorts? Did you see any that were just, you know, sort of ultimate luxury resorts? Or do they just stick in this sort of 3- and 4-star category?
So luxury, like I... So if you've heard any of our other podcasts, I'm kind of that.
Like, the luxury girl.
All about those 5-star resorts. So I'm comparing them to like the Waldorf or something like that. There's no Waldorf on this island. So I fell in love with, that said, I fell in love with an island on the, with a resort on the West End. And it is called the Old Bahama Bay. And that's the resort that I was talking about where a lot of the boaters will come and just dock their yachts. How cool. It was so cool. But again, this is not a resort. These are separate buildings. Villas, and they're villas, they're suites, and there's 2 or 3 stories high, and there's several of them. It's just really quiet, high-end appliances, high-end. It's gorgeous and just peaceful and quiet, and the restaurant was a high-end restaurant. It just, I loved it. The grounds were immaculate. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So that would be kind of the high-end one, and that, even that one, I would say it's pretty family friendly. There's not as many water sports there. You're off on the West End, so it's a little bit further to get into town. But their beach is so quiet, and they have kayaks there and different things you can do there. But it's just going to be a peaceful stay. It's not a water slide here. There's not, you know, it's not the hopping resort. It's really nice and peaceful.
So you talked about the restaurants. I mean, typically, what is Bahamian food? I mean, what do they typically serve in the restaurants? What did you have?
So I stayed in that all-inclusive. They had the buffet style for breakfast and lunch, and you could get it for dinner. Oh, my gosh. They had everything. They had your American stuff, and they also had fish for breakfast. There were some beans on the breakfast buffet, too. I didn't touch those. You know, there was some jerk chicken. I did have some jerk chicken, which you would think is more Jamaican, but that jerk chicken was really good there.
There's a lot of seafood. You know, I mean, that's the
there was a lot of seafood. So my husband loved that because I don't love seafood. Now, at that Memories Resort, there were 2 really good restaurants. One was Teppanyaki, and one was Steakhouse. And they were both awesome. Talk about, you know, that was not a high-end resort by any means. A high-end, it was like just a moderate, affordable, clean. But those 2 restaurants, to me, that made it great. Because I love food, too. Those 2 restaurants were awesome.
Well, I mean, you have to eat whenever you go somewhere. And as long as the resort is clean and family-friendly and serves decent food, mm-hmm. I think that's what makes an attractive proposition, particularly for people not looking to spend a whole lot of money but still have that island getaway. Do you agree
Absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely. We were very happy there. And yeah, we were very happy there. The beach is beautiful. Snorkeling is awesome there. Water sports are amazing.
So I'm not much of a beach person. I'm more of a pool person. Is there a resort that stands out for best pool in Freeport?
There was one, and this is interesting. Yeah, there is one, and you can take a 5-minute water taxi from where I was. We took a 5-minute water taxi across the street to...
Wait, was it a street or was it water?
It was a street. No, across the street. We had to walk across the street to another resort.
Okay.
To
water taxi. Okay.
Laughing. I didn't know
so please
laughing.
Explain this. This is an alien concept.
And I'm trying to remember the name of it. I believe it was called Flamingo Bay. Yeah, it was Flamingo Bay. And they boast the largest pool on the island. And this pool is so cool. So it has like this kind of zero entry. I want to call it a lazy river. It is huge, lazy river. It has a big water slide. There's like little caves in it. And in the very middle is an actual cave bar, swim-up bar.
Oh, cool.
That was so neat.
That sounds fantastic.
And Scott, my husband, the beach guy, loved this pool. We spent most of the day at that pool. And when you go across this resort, you can just take the water taxi over there. You don't have to pay to go into this resort. You just go over there. The pool and then the beach is right there too. And it's a really big beach. That one is a lot bigger than the one at Memories.
So that one gives you both. That gives you a pool and a beach.
It is cool. And those have some timeshares there. So I think it used to be more timeshare and they sort of open it up more and they are sweet. So you have your kitchens there. It's a quieter place, so there's not a lot of happening stuff in the evening. In fact, I talked to some kids I call them now, on their honeymoon. They were coming over to where we were because they wanted some nightlife. They wanted the casino. They wanted like a late night dinner. They said, if you're hungry after 8 or 9 p.m. and they were at Flamingo Bay, you're not going to find any food around here unless you have it in your...
That being said, which resort that you saw would you suggest for honeymooners?
You know what? I like the Grand Lucayan, and that was right next to where we stayed. And that, although not inclusive, you can do a somewhat all-inclusive plan there. They have something. But that is a really well-appointed, nice resort. And it feels like it, of all the ones that I saw, feels the most like a nice resort. It was, the pool was nice, a couple swim-up bars, the beach was beautiful. It's huge, huge. And they're redoing a lot of their rooms. So, of course, I saw the redone rooms, which were gorgeous.
When you say it's huge, do you mean it's spread out? Or it's just
very spread out.
I mean, I hear good things about the Grand Bacayan. I've heard a lot of good reviews about it. I haven't had the opportunity to see it, but just tell us, I mean, it's just a big resort.
It's got to be the largest resort on the island. So it's large in, as far as it's spread out. It has a huge spa. It's got a lot of wedding facility, banquet halls. And then it's also high rise. So when we were up on, I don't even know what floor we were up on the balcony overlooking the beach, it was amazing. And then you could go to the other side and overlook the city.
Speaking of the city, did you have a chance to explore Freeport itself, the town?
I did. And it's still kind of recovering from those hurricanes. Even the bus driver was telling us that there's a lot of areas that just haven't fully recovered, that used to be a lot more of a bustling, hopping place. So now, yeah, you've got a lot of the island stores, Chotsky stuff, little things you can buy. There's a couple restaurants. There's an ABC store right over there, liquor store.
Very important.
Is that so you can make them Bahama Mamas?
Right. So if you're not in an all-inclusive, you can walk over there, grab your stuff. Yeah, and it wasn't huge, but that's also where you would get that water taxi over to other places. Yeah, so it's neat to walk around. It's not going to take you all day. It might be a half-day thing. You just walk around.
Do you think you would miss, you know, you said that only one of them is the all-inclusive. Would you miss that in the other resorts, or is there enough access to food, liquor, all of that, and is it super, super expensive to do everything a la carte at the ones that are European plan?
So I will say, I did talk to some people who were staying in the timeshares and had to go to the grocery stores to buy things. Food is crazy expensive. They were talking about a box of Cheerios being like $6 or $7. Wow. And milk. So just know that coming in, that you're going to spend a lot of money on food if you're staying at one of these places that has a kitchen in it. The food in the restaurants all looked really good. The only ones that we ate at, though, gosh, now I don't remember which one we had lunch in. I'd have to look through my notes. All of them had several restaurants to choose from. That West End one that I liked, though, the Old Bahama Bay, It only had a beach side restaurant and then one nice restaurant. So you might get kind of bored there if you're staying for a week. You might need to take a taxi into town to eat somewhere. That's the only one I can think of that just didn't have a whole lot of places to eat. But they change their menu up every day.
Well, one of the things I like to do is get out and explore the local town. You said Freeport, you know, you can spend half a day there. But did you see a lot of like local eating establishments and things like that where you could, if you wanted to, explore the local
life? I asked about that. There are a couple places. Yeah, there's a couple places. And you would have to you'd have to pick the brains of people because there's a couple favorite local spots. Yes, you would need to get a taxi to them, but yes.
One of the things I hear about the Bahamas and the Caribbean in general is, you know, like conch fritters. Did you have any of those?
Yes, I should have said that. No, I didn't because I don't like seafood. But they were served everywhere I went, and everybody talked about the conch salad. In fact, one of the food prep shows where we stayed, they made this conch salad with jalapenos, and it was like a ceviche thing. Yeah, it was everywhere, that conch stuff.
Conch stuff. Unfortunately, you didn't partake. Not even in the name of research.
I did not. Can I say, too, that there is one resort not to overlook. And you might, because it's not on a beach, but it's called Pelican Bay. It was right across from us, from the Grand Lucayan, from Memories, right across the street, Pelican Bay. It is a marina. The restaurant there, that's where we had lunch, was Pelican Bay. It overlooks the marina, so it does not have, you're not sitting on a beach there, and that might make you just click on to the next place or whatever. Don't. This place is really neat. It also has kind of your villa feel, kind of Caribbean. It's, I would say, maybe 6 or 8 stories high, so it's not like this huge high-rise resort, kind of Caribbean feel to it. But you get the free water taxi right from your resort over to Flamingo Bay. The food is amazing there. They had this cool bartender who was mixing up really neat drinks the whole time. They have a couple really neat pools. No water slides again like that, but it's a quiet place. But right along there is a little – that's right next to where all the shopping is.
So you were allowed to use the beach at the Flamingo Bay?
Yeah. You just take that water taxi over. The water taxi, they say, is $6 each way. We had a $10 bill. We meant to get money out and didn't. And he said, I'll just take the $10. They're really laid back over there. I will say, too – you might think about bringing, you know, going to the dollar store and bringing some floaty stuff. A lot of that was laying around from a past guest, especially with that lazy river. Like, just has this cool current. You want to float on something going around there.
Are any of them adult only on Freeport? Or it sounds like everything you've mentioned seems family friendly, at least in the sense that children are allowed, if not, you know, encouraged.
Right. Yeah. No, there's no adult only. No, everything is family friendly.
But it sounds like you had a great time out there and pretty easily accessible from the southeast, at least, where we're based.
Yeah, it's so easy to get to. And I'm just looking at some notes here. The Bahamas Air is their big one that goes right into there. Yeah, most of your resorts are going to be right there on this south, southwestish area and then that west end. There's not a whole lot on the eastern side of the island. You have towns, but there's not a lot of resorts down there.
Well, talk to me about the resorts a little bit. I mean, we've just come back from Mexico, where a lot of the resorts are all-inclusive and a lot of them are very high-rise. Describe just the layout of the resorts, and are they tend to be smaller in scale and not quite as tall, not as many stories, more of the typical what I would think of as the Caribbean colonial architecture?
The only high-rise really is, like I said, that Grand Lucayan, and that's your resort. Like, that is your typical, when you think of a resort, that's it, your high-rise resort, okay. That's the one. A lot of the Caribbean feel kind of separate hutches or separate houses, separate villas. Smaller, yeah, definitely not high-rises, no high-rises. I will say from the area we were, Grand Lucayan Memories area, you can walk down that beach. You just walk, and I think we must have walked a mile down straight beach, and you're passing houses and some timeshare places and condos. It was awesome and just so clean. Everything there was so clean.
And I assume you get the same sort of beautiful blue water of the Bahamas that you get anywhere else in the Bahamas, that really nice.
We brought our own snorkeling stuff, which we do everywhere, and we snorkeled right from that resort, and we saw stingrays right there where people were swimming. Stingrays and, I saw a barracuda right there.
Wow.
A lot of cool fish. Like, it just...
You had an absolutely wonderful time while you were
out there. It was awesome. Yeah.
Quite envious, really.
Can I go back, please? It was great. It was a really good time. And I'm glad I went because I know that this island kind of has a reputation of, you know, 20 years ago, this is where your grandma and grandpa would go to the casinos. Mm-hmm. And they're really trying to revamp, especially after that hurricane really hit them hard. And they're doing a really good job, I think. Yeah, and they're just so welcoming. They want you there, and they're doing a really good job revamping the island. It looks great.
You just touched on something as well. You mentioned casinos. Do a lot of the resorts have casinos, or is that something you'd have to kind of seek out?
Memories, where we were, has the casino attached, and that's the only casino.
That's the only casino, okay.
I will say it's not huge when you're thinking of casinos. It's big. It's big, but it's not, Nassau definitely has much bigger ones. And there's golfing. You know, you've got everything. You've got your water sports, your golfing, casino. There's that casino there. So,
and how long were you there?
4 nights.
4 lovely nights. It sounds like you had a fantastic time and not short of anything to do. And your swim up bars and caves have definitely intrigued me. And I'm quite partial to swim up bars now.
Well, that is our show for this week. On behalf of Amy, Robin, Andy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.